We will still have the television pass as scheduled at, I believe it's about 8:25 or 8:27 p.m. Houston time. To last approximately 45 minutes. We'll refine this more as we get to it. Let me check my log here. We show it scheduled for 85 hours, 37 minutes. This is delineated earlier in the day. And it is to run to 86 hours, 14 minutes. That's elapsed time. And this is Apollo Control Houston at 82 hours, 59 minutes.
This is Apollo Control at 83 hours, 11 minutes. At the present time, Apollo 8 is nearing the end of its seventh revolution. We've had loss of signal now for about 16 minutes. Our displays here in Mission Control Center show that we should reacquire the spacecraft again in about 30 minutes. At the present time here in the Mission Control Center, Flight Director Milton Windler is in the process of relieving Clifford Charlesworth, and our capsule communicator will be Ken Mattingly, replacing Mike Collins in that position. Windler at present is going over the status of the spacecraft and the mission with his team of flight controllers. And as I said, we will be reacquiring the spacecraft again in about 30 minutes. At the present time, all systems aboard the spacecraft look good, and as you heard in previous conversations shortly before we had loss of signal, Lovell is sleeping at the present time, and the crew is modifying the flight plan to allow both Lovell and Anders to get some sleep, or some rest at least, before the trans-Earth injection maneuver scheduled to occur at 89 hours, 15 minutes into the flight. At 83 hours, 12 minutes, this is Apollo Control Houston. This is Apollo Control Houston at 83 hours, 41 minutes into the mission. We're standing by at this time to reacquire the spacecraft as it comes over the lunar horizon on its eighth revolution. Here in Mission Control Center, Flight Director Milton Windler and his team of flight controllers are becoming busily involved in getting prepared for the trans-Earth injection burn scheduled to occur at 89 hours, 15 minutes, particularly the flight dynamics people down in the front of the control center. They are, of course, the gentlemen who will be coming up with the information needed by the crew for the maneuver, and they are very heavily involved in that at the present time. We'll stand by for capsule communicator Ken Mattingly to put in a call to the crew as we reacquire the signal now in about 1 or 2 seconds.
Loud and clear.
Roger. This is Apollo Control. During this pass on the eighth revolution across the front side of the moon, we expect to begin passing up some information to the crew relevant to that trans-Earth injection maneuver. We do anticipate that both Lovell and Anders will be resting at this time, shortly before we lost signal from the spacecraft on the previous revolution. Borman advised us that Lovell was sleeping, and he said that he had removed a number of items from the flight plan in order that both Jim Lovell and Bill Anders would be able to get some rest before this trans-Earth injection maneuver. We'll continue to monitor here and anticipate that we will be having some conversation with Borman shortly. This is Apollo Control at 83 hours, 54 minutes. We've just put in a call to the spacecraft, and we're in communication with them at this time. We'll pick that up for you now.
All right, Apollo 8. A couple of notes for you. On the B-52 that you're coming up to on this rev, we've looked at your state vectors and all your information. The platform looks good. And it appears that your option, if you'd like to bypass this P-52, your platform will still be good at the following TEI pad. And we'd like to have your PRD reading. And I guess we're behind the sleep summary. Over. And we have an update ready to go into your computer for the state vector if you want to go to the pool and accept.
This is Houston. We're continuing to stand by here for further conversation. At the present time, the spacecraft is transmitting back to us with their Omni antennas, and it will be about 12 or 13 minutes before we bring on the high-gain antenna. At that point, we would expect that the noise level would drop off somewhat. We are also here in Mission Control going ahead with the TV circuits, calling up those circuits and maintaining them on the assumption that we will have the TV transmission at the scheduled time, and that is 85 hours, 40 minutes ground elapsed time at the beginning. We have not had confirmation of that from the crew, and as you heard earlier, Borman indicated that he would be deleting some items from the flight plan. However, the feeling at the present time here in Mission Control Center is that the television transmission will occur on schedule, unless we're advised otherwise by the crew. We'll continue to monitor here for a short while. If we don't pick up some conversation, we'll take the circuit down and pick up again when we're in contact with the crew.
Apollo 8, we've completed with the computer, and you can use the verb 47 to transfer. And I have the TEI 9 pad.
That's key, isn't it? Just a minute, I'll take
a... Roger.
Okay, I went to Poo, and then verb 47, I'm ready to copy.
Okay, you have it in block. Do you have the up telemetry in block?
Roger.
Okay. This pad is a TEI 9. SPS GNN. 455 97. Minus. 040 plus 157 087 1 9er 18 20 plus 34188 minus 01353 plus 007 80 1 80 0 0 8 0 0 1 November Alpha plus 00187 3 4 2 2 3 3 1 3 3 4 0 2 1 4 2 0 8 9 8 2 5 3 0 3 3 down 1 3 1 left 2 8 plus 07 5 8 minus 16 5 0 0 1 2 9 8 7 3 6 2 7 7 1 4 6 4 8 1 6 primary star Sirius, secondary Rigel. 1 2 9 1 5 5 0 1 0 4 quads, 15 second ullage. Horizon on 1.2 degree window line at T-3. Use the high speed procedure with minus Mike Alpha. After looking at the burn information from your previous SPS burns, it appears that our engine performance should give us a 3-point second burn time longer than what you have on the pad. The pad numbers should correspond with what you get out of the computer. So we have not factored this into the pad data. However, you can anticipate the engine for a normal Delta V to give you a 3.7 second burn in excess of the computed times. Over.
Roger, thank you. DEI 9, SPS GNN, 45597, minus 040, plus 157, 08719, 1820, plus 34188, minus 01353, plus 00780, 180008, 001, NA, plus 00187, 34223, 313, 340214, 0898, 253033, down 131, left 28, plus 0758, minus 16500, 12987, plus, or 36277, 1464816. And that's Sirius and Rigel, 129-155-010, 4 jet, 15 seconds, 1.2 degrees on the window at T-minus 3, high speed minus MA, engine 3.7 seconds longer than given.
That's affirmative, follow 8. And when you get around to it, if you'd like for us to dump your tape, we can do that when you get on the high gain.
Okay, you should have it on the high gain now, Houston.
Roger. And we're going to go ahead and dump the tape.
Ken, will we get the real DEI pad next time around now?
Apollo 8, we'll have one for you the next time around, and we'll update it if necessary on the following round.
At the present time, the spacecraft is crossing over the Sea of Tranquility, and it's approaching the Terminator, the point at which it will go into darkness. Actually, not total darkness. That would be the area of the moon that would be lighted by Earthshine. And from previous reports, stand by. We have a call from the crew.
Do you have any idea why Quad B seems so much lower in quantity than the other three quads?
Stand by.